What if you didn't have to search all over to find the perfect spot for your next vacation? With the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz, it only takes about 30 seconds to find your perfect beach. Simply select what's important to you on your next vacation. Choose your ideal resort vibe, your favorite activities, even the kind of food you like, and get a list of resorts that match exactly what you're looking for. Try the Perfect Beach Finder quiz today, exclusively at beachbound.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is El Signal Storm Podcast.
It's cliche. It shouldn't be, but it's cliche. How many times have you heard the slogan, I want my country back? Yeah, I think taking your country back starts with getting rid of the current government you have. One of my favorite quotes of all time from Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, says, loyalty to country always, loyalty to government when it deserves it. And frankly, your government hasn't been very loyal to you lately, hasn't been very loyal to me lately. And because of that, I believe there needs to be a wholesale remaking of our government structure, courtesy of our people. It's not working for our people anymore. They're too powerful. They have too much unchecked power. They've allowed our government to grow beyond the consent of the governed. And it's just, it's not fair to our people. It's not right that we're forced to finance these people. And their priorities are all screwed up. I'm sorry, they just are. They don't put us first. They put their concerns, their profits, their own families first over their duty to our country. And I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but I am comfortable in saying a majority of our government now is no longer in it for our people. Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck, my old boss, Glenn Beck, sat down for an interview. Tucker Carlson kind of echoed, hey, we want our country back, but did so in a way that was rather unique. He didn't go back, you know, to the Constitutional Convention days when we were ratifying the Constitution and our nascent country was just getting started. No, he went back to an era where most of us who are alive today can remember. Have a listen to this exchange.
Where the sticking point is in America right now is there's a lot of people on the right and the left that are both saying, screw the Constitution. We need a radicalized leader. When you look at Orban, I think Orban is great for his country. That's not our system. I think, you know, Moscow might be great, love to visit. That's not our system. So I think, and I believe you've already said this, but I want to make sure it's very clear on the record. The only path forward for America is through the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution.
Okay, now see, before Glenn goes on and before we hear Tucker's answer, I think he's absolutely right. It's our mutual compact. It is what we Americans say we will live by. It's our promise to each other. It's our deal with our own government. Our deal with John Cornyn, our deal with Ted Cruz, our deal with our members of Congress and those in Washington, you will obey and you will adhere and you will be restricted by that Constitution. But so many of these people who are in political positions of power are now trying to undo all of that. Oh, no, I don't want to be confined by the Constitution because I can't do what I want. Well, screw you. You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred. So I think that's where Glenn's going. The only way forward, if you are to be an American, is the Declaration of Independence, which informed the creation of the Constitution and the inclusion of the Bill of Rights. And I'm kind of with Glenn. That is, if you are an American, that's the only way forward.
Correct?
Of course.
Yeah.
And by the way, I should just be very, very clear. If I was, I'm like the one person on the planet, you don't need to guess about my motives. I'll just say them. And if I was advocating for a different form of government or for authoritarianism, for strongman, I would just say so. I would have no shame in saying that because I really believe that it's within my rights to say what I think. If I've been called a racist. If I was racist, I would just say it. I would just say it. But I'm not. And I'm not advocating for that. I'm advocating to return to America of, say, 1993. How radical? Is that really radical? No, I don't think that's very radical. In fact, I think we should be demanding it. And if there's one thing that I will fault Americans for, it's low expectations. You should not put up with this. You should not allow them. The governor of Texas should not allow millions of people to cross his border. And I don't want to hear, you know, the excuses. And I don't want to hear the excuses for why it's okay to have tens of thousands of people dying on the street or sleeping on the sidewalk in tents handed to them by the Episcopal Church.
Yeah, you know, this idea of going back to 1994, 1993, Clinton was in office, right? Coming out of the George H.W. Bush broken promises and the expansion of government under his watch into the Clinton era, where, frankly, the Soviet Union, we were getting the peace dividend from the fall of the Soviet Union, ushered in by Ronald Reagan and made possible by Ronald Reagan. I don't want to credit Bush Sr. Bush Sr. had, you know, he had one job. Just don't screw up what Reagan did. And he had a four-year term and basically screwed it up. Why? Because George W. Bush wanted to show how magnanimous he was and how much he loved Democrats. So he caved to them and it cost him the election.
Forever. Like, that's not acceptable. It's not okay for my kids to use drugs at the breakfast table. I'm not going to have a debate about it. No is the answer. I'm within my rights as a father to say that. The U.S. government is within its statutory rights as a government to say that. We don't need more laws. We have the laws. They're not being enforced on purpose. And to your point, why? And of course, the reason is because people will lose faith in liberal democracy.
Correct.
Yeah, well, we're not a democracy. We're a representative republic. People lose faith in a government that doesn't stay in its lane. Government that is allowed, again, I think Tucker's right, allowed by we the people to stray out of that lane. Our government demanded, needed the people to be vigilant. They needed us to guide them and tell them, no, you can't do this. We're not going to let you get away with this. And we got into something that Ronald Reagan called trust me government. Oh, no, 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 no. You guys sit back, you go run your lives. I'll take care of government. No problem. You can trust me. Well, bullcrap. We couldn't trust them. And they've shown us we couldn't trust them. Why? Because the founding fathers knew that absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they set up a system that required the checks and balances. They set up a system that required our participation. Because the worst temptations of any man will make them betray their own. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. The temptation of power, the temptation never have to worry about putting food on the table. It's incredibly powerful. And you need people there to keep them honest. We need to be there to keep them honest. Other people need to be there to keep us honest. That's the way the system is supposed to work. Tucker says those in charge intentionally wrecking the United States of America. And he's right.
The people around our country are destroying it, and they're doing it on purpose. And there's no doubt about that in my mind. And I've withheld judgment for a number of years now, but with what they've done at the border, completely changing the population of the country, letting in millions and millions of people who have no connection to the United States, can't possibly help our economy, can't possibly unify our very fractured civic culture, and whose loyalty to and knowledge of the United States is completely in question. In fact, their identities are in question. We don't know who they are. And they're coming through a country in the middle of a drug war. The whole thing is not, by the way, bad management, or they're not doing their job.
No.
They're destroying the United States on purpose. And so I'd begin with that. So the idea that those same people are going to somehow affect positive change in Eastern Europe, a region they know nothing about. And
yeah, about before he goes on, before he loses that point, I don't want it to be lost. the government under Beijing Biden is doing this to us on purpose. They are flooding our country with foreign nationals who don't know our system, don't have a devotion to our system or our ways or our constitution. I think we need to get that through our head. Alejandro Mayorkas, Beijing, Biden, his regime, the Democrat Party, some complicit Republicans are doing this to us. It's the ultimate betrayal of their constitutional duty. The only reason why we have a government is to protect us. And this government is betraying us.
It's demonstrable. They don't know anything at all. It's like insane to me. And the fact that Republican leaders who really are either in many cases just dumb, they just don't know, or they're controlled, that is true, are on board with this is just infuriating.
Yeah, infuriating. It is. Well, it's more than infuriating. It's, and I don't know how anybody could be this stupid. That there, folks, this calamity of 10 to 12, possibly 15 million illegal aliens into this country, you would have to be a complete and utter moron not to know this is being done intentionally. You have to be a complete idiot. Nobody, not even Joe Biden, could screw up this badly. It's being done on purpose. And guess what? It's not only being done, the policy isn't being done to us, only that, but Republicans are voting to fund it. Republicans like John Cornyn, because they want the harm. They want us to experience this. For what dark designs, I shudder to think. Speaking of dark designs, what about what this government did to us during the pandemic? We talk about that coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy, and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Dr. Robert Malone, folks, is our guest. He's an internationally recognized scientist in virology and immunology. He's a bioethicist and author and co-creator of the mRNA technology that is used in some of these controversial China virus vaccines. Dr. Malone, welcome back.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure to have you, sir. I've got so many things to go over, and I want to start off. Joe Biden, I'm going to play a soundbite from Karine Jean-Luc Picard, his spokesperson. Joe Biden refuses to take a cognitive test, even though President Trump took two during his tenure. Joe Biden refuses, and here's what Karine Jean-Luc Picard said in response to that. Listen.
I think folks need to understand that the president passes, again, a cognitive test every day. If you look at what a clinical cognitive test is actually, what it actually does, it is a 15-minute appointment that is administered by someone that most of the time people don't actually know. And the president has a team of doctors that is with him 24/7, And he is able to do the work every day that is rigorous, that is more rigorous than it would be for any 15-minute clinical appointment.
Okay. So, again, I'm not going to ask you to evaluate because I know that's not something that you would do. But her logic there that Joe Biden takes a cognitive test every day. What do you make of that rationale?
What I make of it is that she's obscuring the issue, and she's basically redirecting and displacing the question. This is classic press management, where she's refusing to answer the question and she's substituting something else. This is just, you know, another hangout strategy. And I think we all have seen the evidence that's been in the video from so many different meetings, the falling down stairs, the falling off the bicycle. The gentleman, and you know, as if we needed a specific document, we have the results of the hearing in which it was determined that he was not cognitively competent to stand trial for other crimes. So, you know, that we heard from the special prosecutor. Mm-hmm. I think that the case is quite clear. What would you expect the press secretary to do other than to obscure the issue and redirect the press towards irrelevant information?
Well, as I noted, President Trump went through two cognitive tests, passed with flying colors, and his physician at the time, Admiral, doctor, and now Congressman Ronnie Jackson, stood up before the press and took every question for hours, every question they had regarding the cognitive capabilities of President Trump. And then when confronted as to why the White House doctor was not being made available to the press for a similar exchange, here's what Karine Jean-Luc Picard said. Listen,
we're trying to get back to the norm that it was, it used to be, where doctors don't come to the briefing room. It is not the norm. It is not. It has happened a couple times over the 35 years, but it's not the norm.
It's not the norm, she says. And so what I'm gathering from that is, oh yes, it's okay when we need to attack a Republican, but a Democrat, no, we got to get back to normal when a Democrat's in office. What's your read?
You're exactly right, and we've seen lots of examples of this double standard. We see it daily in the censorship dialogue. We are in a position where there are two tiers of justice, that's clear, where the courts have largely been compromised. And this is just more information warfare. To me, it's just noise.
I'm right there with you. And I think the majority of Americans are also recognizing there's really no benefit to listening to the White House. There's really no benefit listening to the government because they have set themselves on a course to doing, as you call it, noise rather than informing and working to the benefit of our people. Dr. Robert Malone is our guest right now here on the Chris Salcedo Show. And I want to play something that was congressional testimony. It was under oath. You had the CDC and the FDA being grilled by a member of Congress. Again, this is congressional testimony under oath, and I want to get your reaction, sir. Here is February 15th, and Texas Congressman Michael Cloud. Listen.
Top of this is the fact that so much of the misinformation that came out during COVID was actually fostered by the federal government, in the sense that we actually had the federal government colluding with social media companies to discourage scientific opinion that went against what was the stated mandate at the time. And so to help clear the record, I'd like to ask you all a couple things. And the mantra at the time was to stop the spread. And so we were understood that we either did not receive it or could not transmit it when it was released. Could you speak to that, Dr. Jernigan? Can you receive it or can you transmit it after receiving the COVID-19 vaccines?
Yeah, I think having worked at CDC for 30 years and seen the benefits of vaccine, you know, we have to make the best recommendation.
Can you transmit it or can you receive it after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine?
We need to make the best recommendations that we have.
That's a yes or no question. It's very simple. Commander Grimes, can you receive
I think we make the best recommendations for the public as we
can. You still get COVID after getting the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That's correct.
Does it prevent you from transmitting it?
Although it may, there's data that shows that earlier in the pandemic, there was some reduction in transmission. The data on that are very challenging to pin down, but it does not absolutely prevent transmission.
So okay. It does not prevent transmission. Thank you very much.
Okay. So, Dr. Malone, I let that all play out because I didn't want to leave any doubt that these government officials were under oath and they were being asked a direct question. By the way, it took us 3 years to ask that direct question. This is something that you've been shouting at the rooftops about the claimed efficacy of these vaccines. What was your reaction when you heard this testimony?
We already knew that. Remember that the Washington Post called me a liar.
Yes.
Directly called me a liar for saying that these vaccines are not working. They do not prevent infection, replication, or transmission. I said that on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. I was attacked by them and repeatedly filed a defamation lawsuit and lost that lawsuit because the Washington Post was able to assert still that I was being spreading misinformation and being untruthful. The data have been clear as could be, clear as glass. Since Omicron came out, it's been abundantly clear that this was all more propaganda from the government that had no basis. In fact, remember we had Rob Roos from the European Parliament questioning the Pfizer executive vice president directly on whether or not there were any data demonstrating that these would prevent transmission before they were ever licensed. And she said, no, there was absolutely no data to that effect. Mm-hmm. This is a clear, unequivocal case of the government spreading myths and disinformation, or let's put it more bluntly, lying to the public to justify their insistence that we all take these products that are neither safe nor effective.
Well, this is exactly the point, aside from the reputational damage that the government rightly is taking, the reputational damage they tried to dish out, there are real world ramifications for what has happened. And a lot of people lost their careers and lost their jobs. I want to play the final soundbite for you. This is Matt Gaetz. He is questioning the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, who went MIA inexplicably. And he was up before Congress because he was battling prostate cancer, but he didn't tell everybody where he was. He put national security at risk. And so he was up before Congress begging for forgiveness. And then Matt Gaetz asked him a crucial question. Listen to this.
You didn't tell the president that you had cancer, that you were being treated for cancer, or that the treatment for that cancer had gone wrong because you saw it as personal and medical. And I think a lot of us have empathy for you in that regard. But now that you see how personal medical decisions are, will you call for the re-recruitment, restoration of full rank and back pay for the 8,600 service members who were vax mandated out of the military?
No, I won't.
No, he won't. So he'll beg for forgiveness for his transgressions, but he won't extend that same grace to individuals who he destroyed their careers because they wouldn't take a set of medication that at best at the time had not been proven to be effective. What's your reaction, doctor?
So Lloyd Austin, remember, was the commanding officer who signed off on the Cywar doctrine for the United States military that authorizes the U.S. military to deploy psychological warfare against citizens in the event of a national emergency. Lloyd Austin is all in on this. And Chris, I can't prove this. I don't have the smoking gun. But it's my thesis that this was largely about weeding out a segment of the military that was not fully compliant with illegal orders. I mean, this has allowed them to basically cleanse the military of folks that that are identified as right-wing because they didn't want to submit to these mandates.
Well, I know you're writing about this on your myriad Substack articles. Tell the folks where they can go to read what you've been writing out there recently.
Well, thanks, Chris. It's rwmalonemd.substack.com. You don't have to pay, but if you do, it helps us maintain our living and carry on.
All right.
Also on social media at rwmalonemd on X, Gab, Getter, and True Social.
Right on, right on. Doc, I always appreciate the visit and the expertise you bring to the program. Thank you, sir. That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit two websites, if you will. TexasScorecard.com, that's where you'll find the aftermath of the voting, the primary voting in the state of Texas, and what impact it's going to have in the next legislative session and how our state moves forward in Beijing Biden's America. Plus, go to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you'll find all of our social media hookups, plus email and voicemail is available for you there. And you can see where the Chris Salcedo shows are on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, that's simulcast on Getter and Rumble and Newsmax 2, and also the TV show on Newsmax 1, Monday through Friday, every afternoon, 4 o'clock until 5 Eastern. Until we visit again, my friends, remember, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant, my friends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.